Nearly 20 years ago, thousands of women in the Balkan country of Kosovo were raped during the war with Serbia. After the war, a lot of these women said nothing. In Kosovo, many consider rape to be a stain on family honor. But now, after years of lobbying by women's activists, survivors are eligible for compensation as victims of war, and they started enrolling last month. Still, some of these women are too ashamed to tell their own families. Joanna Kakissis has the story.
Sanaa and Violeta are middle-aged moms who live in the Drenas municipality in central Kosovo. We're at the women's center here, and they're showing me some shirts they've embroidered. I can relax here, Violeta says. I can get out of my head. Violeta is not her real name. She and Sanaa chose these names when speaking to NPR because they don't want their families to know they were raped during the war. Violeta was 20, Sanaa 28. Sanaa only told her husband.
And he said we should both bury it, but I couldn't. I needed tranquilizers to sleep. I was raped in a place not far from my home, and every time I passed it, I fell apart.
Violeta didn't tell anyone, including the man she later married.
I would get so upset that I would tear apart the house. I wanted to shout out what had happened, and then I'd remember where I lived and shut myself up.
And then, in 2012, Kadira Tahire, who lost her family during the war, opened a women's center here. When I first got here, she says, women were committing suicide. As we settle into her no-frills office, Tahire explains why most wartime rape survivors have not confided in their families.
They're afraid their husbands will leave them. That has happened to some women. They are made to feel like dirt.
Sanaa says the stigma isolates them.
We are like orphans, like sisters leaning on each other. And Kadira is like our mother.
Sanaa and other wartime rape survivors can now access another form of support, about $280 in monthly compensation. It comes after more than a decade of lobbying by women's activists, including Farida Rushidi of the Kosovo Rehabilitation Center for Torture Victims.
They are civilian victims as other victims of the war. We don't need to shame them, to blame them. While they was innocent and they couldn't protect themselves.
The issue got a huge boost after 2011, when a former police general named Atifete Yahyaga became president of Kosovo.
I could not forgive myself being the first woman president of this country and not putting the light on this war crime, in this injustice that has been done towards over 20,000 victims.
Yahyaga pushed Parliament in 2014 to recognize rape survivors as war victims, entitling them to state pensions. But for some, it's too late. On a snowy day in the western city of Jakova, 70-year-old Saniya Salihu describes her daughter Vyolca as a casualty of war. She cries as she shows me two photos of Vyolca at age 20. In one photo, she's smiling, her hair is curled. In the other, she's bruised and in a neck brace, covered by a pink blanket.
She looked at me, she was crying, and I was crying as well. She told me, look, mom, look how I have become. And I told her, Violeta, please don't speak, please don't speak.
In 1998, Saniya's neighbor saw Serbian police detain her daughter. Violeta turned up in a hospital 2 months later, paralyzed, her genitals mutilated, and body covered in cigarette burns. Her mother cared for her until she died 8 years later. If she had died during the war, Saniya says, we would have mourned her. My heart aches that she wasted away like she was nothing. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Jakova, Kosovo.